We're definitely trying to get back on track and just fix things. We're not quite there yet. You know, we got, you know, 2 or 3 more days of preparation, you know, and we'll be there. But right now, we just got to, you know, go out there and have the best Thursday we can possibly have. Yesterday was a great day. We had a lot of energy, guys flying around, making plays, things like that. And we just got to carry over today. Same mindset, mentality, staying in the moment, and just getting better, man, and just make sure everybody communicate.
Shot one of the veterans, he said, you know, it was really got focused and tune in. You sense that, you know, that's what you all got to do and that's what the guys are doing?
Focus and tune in. I mean, you always, you know, this is the thing, that's something you can always work on, though. You know, it's that tuning in, locking in, things like that. But it's just about communicating. Everybody's on the same page, making sure, you know, when guys are fatigued or tired, you know, things like that. Are we still having that same mindset to communicate when we're fatigued, when we that way, or a bad play in the game happens, or something like that happens, and we still communicate? Those are the things we got to kind of work on.
The coach said they added the extra third down and red zone periods. How did that work out yesterday?
It was good. You know, like I said, we was flying around, we was communicating. Everybody, you know, was making plays. Defense gave us great looks. We competed. It was one-on-ones, like ones versus ones, actually. So it was a great time out there, and we enjoyed it.
Matt said one of the good things to come out of the game, even though, you know, weren't a lot of good things, but one of the good things, you got 13 targets in that game. You know, got you the ball more and stuff like that. Can you talk about that moving forward, you know, getting into that more of a rhythm?
You know, for me, it's not, you know, about the targets for me. The thing is, it's like, you know, the Patriots gave me an opportunity, you know, on plays to be open and things like that. And we, you know, we got me the ball. It wasn't anything that was forced or not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like in the previous week, you know, oh, we're going to force him the ball, this and that. You hear this, you hear that. But nothing was forced. It was just because I was open. Moving forward, you know, I expect Mac just to continue just spreading the ball around, you know, finding an open guy.
With Sark, you guys have definitely, you know, expressed your support for Sark mm-hmm. and stuff like that. As you see him, you know, kind of adjusting to what's going on and everything like that, what do you see and what do you appreciate about his coaching style?
You know, it's so – when things are going bad, you know, it's easy to point the fingers at this person, that person. It's on all of us, you know, to take it upon ourselves to fix it. You know, like I feel like Sark's been doing a great job for us, calling plays and things like that. You know, we just got to go out there and execute.
Does this remind you of 2 years ago when Kyle's first year with
you? I don't even think about that. I'm in this, like right now, 2017. You know, we're just trying to make this team the best we can make it. And it's just us just gelling, you know. Everybody, like I said, is communicating. And just going out here and just being able to communicate when some guys – you don't know how guys – like I said, this is a different football team. Some guys can probably – you know, might be tired on a play and they're not communicating or they're not getting this, they're not getting that. And it's small things, but it's huge. You know, the NFL, it's like when it's small things, it get magnified, you know, and it can be a big play. So it's just those little things that, you know, we have mishaps on, we just got to clean up.